Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's Mike Cal, the show. It's 102.5 The Bone. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. You know, I wake up with a song stuck in my head every day.
Oh, yeah.
Every day?
No, every day. Every day I get out of bed and I'm on my way to brush my teeth, I'm singing the song.
Yeah. Imagine it's that weekend song.
No, I don't. It's interesting is that's not in my head.
That song has been stuck in my head and in a good way for like a month.
I don't know if you guys heard. I told Mike the other day if I was going to be like a rapper, singer guy, whatever, instead of because like the weekend, you call yourself the weekend because the weekend's fun.
Right?
Everybody
yeah,
looks forward to the weekend and stuff. I'd be vacation.
Ooh.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, vacation. No, open it up for the weekend.
Your it's songs like, are all a blast.
It's oh, like yeah. Free beer and hot wings.
Oh, yeah.
I get up and I don't know if it was in my dream or what it was, but the minute I get up, I start walking to the bathroom, to the shower, or to brush my teeth or whatever, and some song stuck in my head. And for the past 2 days, it's been this nonsense.
What?
Oh, you're coming out? Now, was this after your cabaret thing?
No. This is yesterday and today.
So, yes, it was after your cabaret thing.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
I love Pink.
I think we do know why, though. You're in the bathroom with Andrew Gillum.
Red shirt.
Yeah.
Look, these are at a cabaret.
Can't control your dreams.
Liza Minnelli on stage.
Actually, you can.
Really?
Yeah, there's some people who like can lucid dream and like control their dreams.
I don't believe it.
They sell those glasses on Touch of Modern. Have you seen those? The lucid dreaming glasses?
But they don't do anything.
I feel like they just zap you to kind of stay in that dream state.
So there was a girl, she actually like made a TikTok and she like explains how she learned how to do it. And she goes over it, and I'm like, I don't remember my dreams to begin with, so I don't think it would really
matter. What did
she say?
What was the way to do it?
So basically, you have to lay on your back, and you just have to stay still, and it takes up for 15 minutes without movement for you to fall asleep. So while you're laying there, you have to constantly and like really softly whisper to yourself what you want to dream about, and you can't blink, you can't move, you just have to do that for 15 minutes until you fall asleep. And then when you fall asleep, whatever you're thinking about, whatever
yeah.
like that's what
but
you'll
it's just top of mind. That doesn't mean you're going to dream like have a it's the same thing about, you know, you see a snake in the day, you dream about a snake that night.
Right, yeah.
It's
in your subconscious.
Right. And it's on your mind. It's something that you saw that disturbed you or had some sort of impact on you that day. And
I would imagine that's not,
dream.
It's not like it's going to work every time. It
right.
could work, you know, that could be a way for it to work.
That's just what she said. Like, that was just her explanation. And then she said, when you're in the dream state, you can actually, like, if you want to dream about something else, you can change it by starting to think about it.
Can you do me a favor, though, Carmen? Don't take advice from people on TikTok.
Yeah. Would you see that in 30-second intervals?
Like I said, I don't dream anyway. So I was just like, I just saw it and I watched the video and I was like, what is she talking about?
I just don't want you to get hurt. I hear they're peeing their pants on TikTok.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's like a new challenge.
Yeah.
So I was just going to say, I have a constant dream. We used to have Lori Loewenberg, who is a dream interpreter on the show. She's been on Oprah. She's been on a bunch of things. And she said, I had a dream that my penis was detachable. Like, you know how people dream that they're naked?
Right. Mm-hmm.
I sometimes would actually take mine off by accident.
And I throw it across the room or something?
No, it would be like, I'd be like, oh, I took it off. How do I get it back on? Like, I didn't freak out about it. But anyway, I have a pretty consistent dream now of hotels. Like, I'm in a hotel. In my mind, I think it when I wake up that it represents, like, heaven or an afterlife because I'm always really high and the floor always looks like there's clouds there. So I think that it's like heaven. But last night I had a dream that wasn't as peaceful about a hotel. It was about a casino hotel. And then I won $850, and I put it in my end table. And then I had an argument with my son. My son came up to the room drunk. And I was like, are you drinking? And I was mad at him. And that was what I remember. And then we left the next morning to go to breakfast. And we were supposed to check out. And I thought I'd have time to go back. And I realized that they checked me out of the hotel and they kept my $850. That was what my dream was about last night. And it was me talking to the owners on the phone trying to get my $850 back.
That's a very realistic dream.
But it means something.
Yeah.
The hotel means something. So according to this, I just Googled it. And it said, our homes are a place where we feel safe and comfortable and we normally enjoy being in home in waking life. Therefore, to dream of a hotel can indicate that you are in the process of transition. From one path in your life to another.
Yep.
Hotels are associated with the temporary places to stay. But see, I don't feel very temporary about where I live or where I work or any of that stuff. So I don't know. I don't know what else that could mean for me.
You got a hike plan?
If you dream that you are lost, you may be feeling worried and insecure about the path you were taking in life. Or you may... No, I'm never lost. I always know where I'm going.
Do you know what the hotel is? Do you recognize the hotel?
No, and in fact, it doesn't actually look like a hotel. It looks like almost like a train station, like a large building. Cool. It's nice.
Like Hogwarts?
Like Hogwarts.
You're going to Hogwarts?
Yeah, it's not as old, but it is more 1920s than it is England sorcery.
I'm sorry, though, that your dreams are like you dealing with customer service. Just like, he's on the phone with customer service all night to wake up and come here.
I was rationalizing in my dream. I'm on the phone while everybody's eating breakfast. I'm on the phone at this restaurant. I'm going, this is $850. And I'm like, I could live without that. You know, and I'm like, but it's a lot of money. Rationalizing in my dream. Yes. And it's funny because the owner of the manager of the hotel said he'd take care of it. And the owner of the hotel called me back and he said, your fault, we're keeping it. Hung up on me. I was like, And then at the end, the manager of the hotel showed up to the restaurant with an envelope and said, I can't work for a guy like that.
Oh, wow.
I'm dreaming 50s TV shows.
Yeah. I don't know how many times I have to tell you.
I know. Just saying.
We got to get to the deal.
If I pay you $850, will you stop telling us your dreams?
Listen to me. As I'm telling you the dream,
just transition.
It's boring me.
Just transition.
No, stop it.
All righty. Michelle.
I think if I was going to change, I'd change the whole deal.
Oh, yeah?
Would you have a middle name?
Something saucy, Rachel?
I would have. Yeah. Gladys.
Yeah.
I would have
Gladys.
A
middle name. Gladys.
Something sexy like Gladys. Yeah.
You're more like a Stephanie to me.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All Stephanie are whores.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
You know what else I did last night? I watched a movie with Diane Keaton, who I find to be a...
What movie did you guys watch?
Oh, that together.
Oh, she was in.
Keaton,
oh, okay.
A fine American actress, Diane Keaton.
Uh-huh.
Was in great Woody Allen movies. And I turned the movie on and I was like, I don't recognize this movie. Let me put it on in the background while I do some other stuff.
Is it the one where her and Queen Latifah rob banks?
Ugh.
Isn't there a movie like that?
It was almost as bad. There was a movie with Diane Keaton that Keanu Reeves is in that's really good. Where
he's a doctor.
And she's an author, and they end up hooking up at the end.
But doesn't she have a daughter? Younger or something?
It's a great movie. This was not that movie last night.
Okay.
You're going to love this. This movie starred Diane Keaton, Rhea Perlman,
ooh,
and a bunch of other old ladies.
Okay.
And they were living in a senior citizens community.
Oh, boy.
And they had a senior citizens cheerleading team.
Hot.
But they were kicked out, so they had to go to the local high school. And then they got laughed at there, and one of the old ladies fell and broke her hip.
Do you remember the name of this movie?
Palms.
Yes.
P-O-M-S.
Yes.
Palms is a 2019 American comedy film directed by Zara Hayes, starring Diane Keaton, Jackie Weaver, Pam Grier, Celia
Fat
Weston.
Pam Grier.
Rhea Perlman. Oh, finally Rhea Perlman there. Yeah. A group of women from a retirement community who decided to start a cheerleading squad.
Yeah.
Oof.
It was, I mean, Galvin, it got to the point where I was like, I can't change this now because I'm so into this horrible, horrible movie.
Well, it only had a budget of $10 million and it made $16.5 million.
Ooh,
so
big winner.
Yeah.
Big winner. I mean, I got a question at that point with Diane Keaton of who let her do that movie. You know what I mean? Rhea Perlman needs the work. the other old ladies. It was a cute old lady movie, but it was more of a Lifetime movie than anything else.
Well, right. Maybe she's like friends with one of them and they asked her because she's like she does a lot of stuff.
I would not do a movie like that for you.
Here's the difficult thing with that is when you describe something and people go, what are you talking about? And then it becomes a huge hit.
Yeah. You know what I mean? But this like, didn't have any of that potential.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to race around in cars a lot. And then Vin Diesel's going to say like a catchphrase.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was a good pitch for the movie. Plus, it was young kids were into that.
Well, the first movie was pretty good. If you remember, they were pretty low level crime people, and it was believable.
Undercover cops.
Yeah, they were stealing DVDs.
I know, but I'm saying like there's a lot of movies that if you just described it, briefly, they'd be like, come on. So he's a pet detective?
Right.
Like, get out of here. Yeah. Or, you know, different stuff where you'd be like, yeah, there's no way. And then, boom, it becomes a huge hit. Because we've heard plenty of actors or actresses who have passed on stuff and they're like, I didn't think it was going to do anything. And then it turned out to be Back to the Future, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I tried explaining Interstellar to my grandma last weekend, dude. It was.
Might as well just send her to space.
Yeah. Like, she was like, so Matthew McConaughey goes in space, but then he travels back in time. I was like, yeah, you know what? I don't know.
I don't really know. It really, as I was watching it, the other one is even worse, the Brad Pitt one.
Oh, man.
Because that had that had such potential to be good. And it just was in the middle of it. Just terrible. I liked the best space movie so far ever has been what?
Space Cowboys.
I remember I wanted to see that movie, and Galvin shot down the trailer.
Space Cowboys.
Space Cowboys? No, Space Cowboys is decent.
That's the one with
Clint Eastwood, Donald Sutherland, Tommy Lee Jones.
You worked here. Came here. You were only here for a little while, and I was like, oh, that Space Cowboys movie. And Galvin goes, whatever the line was about finding weapons of mass destruction, there was some. And Galvin recited the line, and then he rolled his eyes, and I went, I'm not going to say that now. ruined it for me.
Space Cowboys came out in 2000.
Oh.
So
that's right up there with Wild.
No, I wasn't here. I wasn't here for Space Cowboys.
No, it's Billy Bob Thornton. There's a Billy Bob Thornton old man.
Oh, yeah, where he builds his own rocket.
Yeah. That's like, look, that's the face. That's the face.
Now we're talking.
That's the face.
Now we're talking. Yep.
So that was the one. No, what's the best? Like, all right, I think the best space movie was The Martian.
Oh, yeah.
Martian's
that was really
fantastic.
Good. I like Gravity a lot, too.
Gravity was good. That was really good.
But Interstellar, I really enjoyed a lot, too. I thought that was really good.
I enjoyed it, but like I said, the whole, I don't know, they took a weird turn for me at the end where they were like, he's in an interdimensional
area. Yeah, but I thought that was kind of cool, and he's pushing the books and doing all that stuff. But yeah, The Martian is fantastic. The Martian is one of those ones where whenever it comes on, you just watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and even though it's a couple of souls too long, it's still the whole idea of him surviving and then coming back and how he came back and it's believable.
And Donald Glover steals the scene there. I mean, that's so good.
Yeah, he was great in that. That's the other thing. You get good actors.
Yeah.
Right.
You got a good movie. All right. We got some things to give away to you this morning. I think I don't really know what we have. Mm-hmm. You want to go to the Mike Count the Punch Out?
Yes.
Well, I got tickets for that.
All right.
You do?
Yeah. It better happen.
We have tickets for free rental for Palms, if you want to see that.
It's not Palms. It's Palms. I know, but I don't want people to be like, I'd see the Palm. Palms. Don't go watch that. It'll show up a lot now in your guide. Just know that I gave it two thumbs down.
This guy, Titan Comics, just said, it's a movie about a talking raccoon and a mostly silent moving tree. Like, that's true. Like, if he said that, you'd be like, what?
Yeah, but don't worry. The raccoon's going to be played by an Academy Award-winning actor.
Yeah. And, like, the main character, he has, like, a tape deck with a bunch of different songs on it.
Yeah.
Dead mom. Why in the world?
How does he save the world? By dancing?
Yeah.
Why in the world did they need Vin Diesel to be Groot's voice?
I don't know.
I don't know, but it's great.
I think he probably wanted to do it, because I don't think he got paid a lot for it. I think he wanted just to be part of the superhero franchise.
He's a good voice actor. Like, he does the voice for Iron Giant. I don't know if you've ever seen that movie, but that movie's really good, and he barely has any speaking parts there either.
Best Vin Diesel movie?
Fast and the Furious.
No.
Boiler Room.
That's close.
Convict Me or whatever, the one where he's in the he's his own lawyer.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a true story.
Yeah, and accent.
Tom Kalt, I'll tell you all about that one. No, what is the name of that movie? I gotta look it up, but it's a good one.
Knock Around Guys. Is that it?
Yep. Where he's a tough guy Jew.
Yeah.
That's a good movie. You don't like that movie either?
You know.
It's a good story.
Boiler Room is great.
I gotta tell you, Bradley Cooper is Rocket is so good.
Yes. Like
if you just pick out his scenes and you watch his stuff, it's so funny. Good. And whenever he brings the leg and he goes, I was just messing with you.
Yeah. But like, it doesn't even sound like him.
Yeah, he does a good voice. Does it do, you know, a little.
Yeah.
All right, we got your Sporkle. What do we got? Galvin won yesterday?
Yes.
Think you got one in this week?
I did get one earlier this week, but, you know, short-lived.
All right. We'll see how the week pans out. It's the Mike Caldas Show. Sporkle is next.
You're listening to the Mike.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.